So I want to give you a couple of assignments that if you use them will get you more connected to your team. And they're very fundamental and they're very basic. But I think if you'll do them, you'll find them to be quite useful. And the first one is really simple. If you're going to be a team player and you're going to feel that sense of connection, then what you got to be able to do is you got to be able to connect when it's not easy to connect. What I mean by that is, if you're in a position where someone, how many of you have somebody in your life from your past where maybe you were good friends at one point or lovers or business associates, but you're really close with this person, and then one day something happened. And when that happened, it changed your life forever and your relationship, and maybe you've never spoken to them again since that day. How many have somebody like this somewhere in the back of your life, okay? So what I want you to do is this. I want you to develop team building muscles, because when you have that sense of connection, you can do anything. But anybody can be loving and friendly to someone who's totally loving and friendly to you. If you're really gonna get that sense of connection, that sense of real joy, the real passion, you gotta be able to connect with somebody who has hurt you or been unfair to you. Now, I'm not suggesting you go start another relationship with this person. I'm not stupid. I know many of these people you don't want to start a relationship with. But I do want you to learn how to communicate with absolute caring and love and make yourself do that even though you've been hurt. Because that's how you build an ultimate muscle. What I'm going to ask you to do is you are going to take this person, maybe you've not talked to them in years, and you are going to call them. Now, answering machines don't count. Okay, but you're going to communicate with them. And what I want you to do is three things. I want you to call them. I want you to acknowledge yourself, who you are. Don't pretend you're someone else. And answer the phone. And as you hear their voice, you'll say, "Hi, this is me. Remember me? I certainly remember you." Then the second step, you're going to acknowledge how the relationship ended. So you're going to say to this person, "Listen, I know the last time we talked was not a very pretty sight. I know that we yelled or we did this or we did that. I know that I knew I was right and you knew you were right, and it didn't end in a very attractive way." So acknowledge what happened so it's clear that you're not an idiot calling back. And then you go to the third step. You say, "I'm just calling for one reason. It's been 6 months, it's been a year, it's been 10 years. I just want to call you to tell you that while that was incredibly painful and I was mad as heck, and I still don't necessarily agree or disagree with you, I do want you to know that before that happened, we had an amazing business relationship, friendship, love affair, whatever it was. And while I'm not trying to start a new one, I just want to tell you how grateful I am for that time I had with you prior to that event. Because it was a great, great time in my life. And you were an important part of my life and my team, and I want to thank you for that. And you don't have to say anything. I'm not calling to have you say anything or give me anything. I just wanted to thank you for that time. I hope you have a great life. Thanks. Bye." Click. What would this do to their brain? Better yet, what would it do to your brain to actually sincerely make this call and put aside those events and associate to the good things? Again, I'm not saying start a new relationship with them. I'm not saying that. I'm saying just call and acknowledge that there was great goodness and do it from your heart and reconnect to that feeling. How many think this would be a major stretch? Let me see your hands. Say aye. Good. So then if you can't do it, you what? You what? How many are going to do it? Raise your hand. Say aye. That's what I call courage in action. See, there's two types of emotions in humanity. Those that are virtually around the world honored, respected, because no matter what culture you come from, we all know that those emotions are virtuous. Those emotions like forgiveness and love and faith and determination and passion and caring. Those are universally, no matter what culture you go to, are those respected, yes or no? Doesn't matter what the culture is, even though we have varied cultures in the world. Then there are vices, those emotions that we indulge in when we're fearful, and those are the ones that destroy our life. Those are like fear and envy and anger and stubbornness and things like that. And sometimes we go into those emotions so often, we're more comfortable with vices than with virtues. And the only way to have your virtues take over your life, which is when you really are happy, because it means you're growing. The only way to do that is to exert the muscle, even though it's weak. Even though the vice muscle has got more pull, you're gonna have to push with the virtue muscle. By the way, do you like movies? Every good movie, every good story is really at its base a story of going from slavery to freedom. And what happens is a person is enslaved to a fear or an anger or an upset or a limitation. They have these desires, but they're missing the core need of, let's say, the virtue of strength or caring or determination or love or honesty or warmth. And the reason that it makes you emotional when you think about it is you see that in the movie, and in good movies, the main character finally, they do all these battles and they try to do it the easy way and it doesn't work, and finally they step up. And when they do, they have an epiphany. They have a change in their heart and soul. They put themselves on the line, they do what they don't want to do, and they win. And you see, and you know when the movie ends, that their life will never be the same again, because now they have the courage and they're exercising it. They have the faith, they have the love. What's the virtue you need to decide to strengthen right now?